This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
When you rent or buy a video, you need to know that the film you choose is suitable for the audience at home. To help you understand what the film is like, you can look at the certificate it has been given. This film has been classified PG. This stands for parental guidance and means that parents may wish to check the film before showing it to their children. If it's an action film, it might have some limited violence. If it's romantic, it might have some sexy scenes or very brief nudity. It might also contain some milder swear words. Video certificates are there to give you the chance to make the right choice. Thanks for listening.
This is Sci-Fi and Squeam. Here I am again with Zach Hepburn. Now, Zach's got another thing happening in the Monsterfest program, apart from A Nightmare on Ligon Street, which we've already spoken about. But he's also got something to do with those annoying contraptions, those VHS video tapes that we all love to hate.
Tape heads. Of Melbourne it. Reunite. Now, what we've also got, part of the two series that I was involved with at Monster Fest this year is the VHS Resurrection, is a kind of celebration of VHS culture in many ways. And I'm a child of the 80s, and that was how you saw films predominantly. You got the $6 overnight release, and you kind of went from that way, and it was just a... That was how you saw the film, and that was how you experienced it. It is directly after the Nightmare on Elm Street thing, so I'm going to...
Oh, my God. Straight after the Nightmare...
Straight after the Nightmare...
You are... We're going... VHSing. Oh, yeah, dear.
So the whole concept behind the VHS Resurrection is to celebrate the VHS tape, effectively, and what it meant to... You know, a bunch of us as children of the 80s, experiencing genre films primarily on VHS, and primarily that's how a lot of films were released on VHS too.
That's
so,
true.
What we're doing for the day is we have a VHS swap meet at 11 a.m. You kind of come in with your tapes if you're a VHS collector or enthusiast. We're going to have some tables set up. You can peddle your wares with fellow collectors and see if you want to swap through some titles, acquire some new stuff, get rid of some old stuff.
Yeah,
we'll be doing that for about 40 minutes, and then we have a super secret VHS screening. We'll be projecting directly from the VHS tape of a film that will be pretty crazy, pretty out there. It's one of the video nasties of the Thatcherite era, because what we have... After.
So it's British then?
Possibly.
Okay, no, I'm just trying to
It's a British tape.
We won't.
One of the original Nasties tapes. But the whole idea behind this too is the last section of the VHS Resurrection is Jake West's new documentary feature, kind of new for this country. It's been released in the UK a couple of years ago, but it's just getting released now through Siren Visual, called Video Nasties, Moral Panics, Videos, Tape, and Censorship. And it's a feature-length documentary regarding the Video Nasties period in the UK of the 80s, where the Thatcherite government decided that there was a certain amount of titles that were deemed, you know, irresponsible, reprehensible, and shouldn't be allowed in the country on videotape. And this led to a tremendous sort of fluid thing of under-the-counter dealings of videotapes, you know, people trying to get certain tapes, people's houses getting raided, their collections being taken from them. It was a real, in a way, sort of totalitarian censorship barrage of these titles. Of 72 titles all up that were deemed nasty, and they were completely taken out of circulation in the UK. And this documentary examines those titles and the kind of social implications that has. But we'll be playing one of them on the big screen, so you can come beforehand, so you can come and see that.
Have you seen all 72 of these?
No, some of them are still pretty rough, but I've seen a few of them. I've probably seen about maybe 60 or 65. But they're a really interesting sort of cultural time capsule in a way, because now with the advent of the internet and everything, you know, banning something sort of outright seems odd.
It's hard.
In a way.
Very
it's
difficult.
Yeah, so it is really of its time, and being able to have that kind of haptic, you know, kind of magnetic tape in a way of, you know, something you have to pause, rewind, stop, eject, insert. It has this real kind
frame
of
frame by frame.
Exactly. Yeah. there's a real sort of like tactility to it that is kind of missing, I think, from a lot of our media sort of consuming today. So we'll be projecting directly off a tape, tracking problems and all.
Wow. I remember the old tracking.
So if you're a VHS fan, come along, bring your wares. We'll be swapping them, talking about VHS and sort of chilling out and watching a few odd tapes, and then following up with the documentary, obviously. So that's on at 11 a.m. on Saturday. So that'll be directly after I finish the Nightmare on Elm Street marathon. So I may be slightly delirious, but that's a free
that
added.
Actually, will be part of the whole thing.
Exactly. That's a free
suits,
added bonus.
It suits it. VHS. That's great because I know a couple of people who've got a very intriguing collection of VHS and they keep going, why do I keep holding on to these? And they don't know why. They've been doing it for about 8 to 10 years now and they keep holding on to them. I must tell them about this because they want to throw them away but they can't. It's this real conflict about VHS. It's more conflicting than perhaps a book collection.
Completely. I mean, I think, so there's so many kind of memories that are inserted upon a tape in a way. You know, you kind of foster these memories of where you got it and how you saw it and who you saw it with, which, you know, people have with vinyl or books or whatever.
Yeah.
Tapes. So many people had so many VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And there's such a kind of, you know, you can see a kind of roadmap of your life on them in a way because, you know, some of them are worn out in certain areas. You know, you watch that tape more than others.
The colours
are faded.
Gone. Or
so they're a real sort of like, you know, archaeology of your formative years for a lot of people, I think.
Mm.
And that's something that is tricky to give away. I got rid of a lot of my VHS tapes when the other thing is they're just
big.
Hard to stall.
They are.
So
yeah, they
it's just
are.
Really big.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's sort of, you know, and that's sort of the attraction to them, I think, as well. But definitely, if you're wanting to get rid of some tapes and you feel that they're too good for the bin, but, you know, need to be moved on from the shelf, there'll be plenty of hungry hands at the VHS spot.
It could be just feeding the addiction as well.
You know, but, you know, if you want to be an enabler, we'll be happy with that. We're cool.
A feeder.
Exactly.
All right. Now, off the top of your head, a VHS film that you think is, the one that you would say is your favourite.
What I love about VHS is that it was in the early 80s and kind of mid-80s in the States, there was a lot of shot-on-video films called SOVs, which were released sort of just out onto the video shelves, and they sat right next to, you know, your latest Hollywood product. And one of my favorite ones is a movie called Sledgehammer, which was a shot on video slasher film about a group of kids that go into a cabin, and then there's this weird sort of mutating dwarf character who turns into either an ogre or a dwarf and kills people with a sledgehammer, as you do. And I think there's something about the craziness of it being shot on VHS, that sort of like lo-fi technology that was released. But the thing is that it was released on a format that like the Terminator was getting released on, so there was this equal playing field of Hollywood versus homemade. That's really what I love about it. So I'm a huge shot on video fan of films, or SOVs, as they call them. So you may very well be seeing an SOV as the nasty. Who knows? We won't know. They won't know until the tape gets put into the machine. And
so
we
it'll be
play.
Covered in the secrecy, really. That's the secrecy going on. VHS Society.
Exactly. SSV.
Excellent. Zach, what don't you do?
Sleep.
Obviously not anymore. So you have the Cultastrophe that's on.
Cultastrophe is taking a break over Monsterfest just because we know that everyone will be feeding their beast at the Monsterfest. But we'll be back for two pop-up events in December. We'll be doing something, I can't quite mention what it is, but we'll be doing something Doctor Who related.
Well, who isn't?
right on the back of the 50th anniversary. Yeah. Just
Wow, it's 23rd. It's oh goodness, that's this week coming up.
Yeah, so you'll be looking at on the Friday the 6th, we'll be doing something there. We're also doing a pop-up event for Christmas. I can tell you what that film is. It is the classic Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which is
that one. Yes,
arguably
we've spoken about that.
One of the worst films of all time. Oh. And if you really want to wreck your Christmas, you can go to see Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, because it will make you realize how wonderful it is to be out of that cinema and in Christmas Day. Yeah. So yeah.
Jingle bells all
exactly.
the way.
And then we're back over summer every week with double features on every session. But that program will be announced in mid-December.
Cool. And that's only at Nova.
Cinema Nova, of course.
That's it.
Yeah, excellent. And you want to look us up? We're Cultastrophe on the Nova website.
Right. This is great. Excitement. Excitement exuding itself, I think. Monster Fest runs the 1st of December. We have A Nightmare on Ligon Street on the 29th. So get your onesies on, your Kruger onesies on for that, and check that out. Stay awake. There's lots of different techniques for that. Zach Hepburn will be helming that. He's in charge, and he'll make sure we keep our eyes open. And then the next morning, he's doing a VHS swap meet of sorts.
And I probably won't be here with my eyes open, but yeah, feel free to lob a VHS tape at me. I'm sure I'll wake up.
Just keep your sunglasses on.
Exactly. Yep.
Thanks very much for talking to us about these two great events coming up, Zach Hepburn.
Oh, thanks, Sonia. Cheers.
Thank you.
Hello, Sonia. It's your father here. Your mother called you the other day, but you didn't bother calling back. Listen, love, we're a bit worried about you. We got a call from your doctor. He says you haven't been attending your appointments. Now, Sonia, you know that you've got a bit of an unhealthy obsession with horror movies. And the science fiction stuff, too. It twists minds, Sonia. It's not healthy, it's not normal, and it's not right. If you could call your mother, please, and tell her how you're going, and please start going to your appointments. Sonia, who knows what could happen if you don't change your tastes? Why don't you just try and enjoy a nice romantic comedy every now and again? Maybe one with Katherine Heigl, like your mother and I do. All right, love, we'll see you Christmas. And if not, the Christmas after that.
And don't forget your appointment with Sci-Fi and Scream.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.